Well, why do I tell you that everything is at the first time this morning? I feel everything disturbed by the fact that this rule was not really fighting, shooting with the new democratic system which we are witnessing in the country, or which we are witnessing in the world. I think he was cruel, he was autocratic as far as I'm concerned. He treated us freedom fighters, particularly commanders in the army. And personally, I was tortured by him, and as you all know, I've spoken about this before. He fired me from the party, humiliated me. He didn't operate like someone who was a comrade and close to him, because I had stayed in jail with him for quite a number of years before. And for me personally, I don't have kind words for the old man. He is my nephew, by the fact that his mother comes from the Gumbo family. But all the same, I couldn't take his sort of cruelty or his authoritarian tendency. He left a trail of destruction as far as I'm concerned. He destroyed the careers of so many young men, so many people, and I cannot tolerate it. We want a democratic, all-inclusive kind of leadership. And that one we didn't get, because he didn't provide a proper succession plan. As a result, we ran into the problem that we are in today. So the suffering of Zimbabweans today is partly or mainly because of his bad management.
But Mr. Gumbo, in all that dark side of former President Mugabe, there should be a speck of light. What can you pinpoint as something that is positive former President Mugabe brought to Zimbabwe?
Well, the only two things really I can say is that he made a major contribution. That is the area of education. I think he did a fantastic job opening new schools. It gave us free primary education, free primary and secondary education, resulting in us currently having over 90% literacy rate in Africa. I think that's one is the highest, perhaps. That is an area which has been difficult. There is also the issue of land that he managed to give land to the people. The acquisition of land might have been to some extent disorderly and so on, but all the same, he gave us land, and it is up to the people, I think, to produce. But other than that, I don't see anything really which I can say.
There were reports that Mr. Mugabe had vowed never to be buried at the Heroes Acre. Say this is true. What's your take on that?
Oh, well, it's his right to decide where he wants to be buried, and I think we should be open and transparent enough to allow a person to decide where he wants to be buried. Is he a hero or not a hero? He should decide where he wants to be buried. The fact that you are a hero does necessarily mean that you have to be at the national sign. You can be very good to home. Fine, as far as I'm concerned, you shouldn't force or impose the burial of a person or a hero. People should choose where they want to be buried.